In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Greetings, God's good people, and welcome. This is Catholic Meditation. My name is Father Blessed Ambang Njume. Thanks for joining us. Today is Friday, the 8th of March, 2019. Let us pray. Show gracious favor, O Lord, we pray, to the works of penance we have begun, that we may have strength to accomplish with sincerity the bodily observances we undertake. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. Today's first reading is taken from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 58, verses 1 to 9. The gospel is taken from St. Matthew, chapter 9, verses 14 to 15. I read from the gospel. Then John's disciples came to him and said, "Why is it that we and the Pharisees fast, but your disciples do not?" Jesus replied, "Surely the bridegroom's attendants cannot mourn as long as the bridegroom is still with them. But the time will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and then they will fast." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Let your actions be driven by personal conviction. Let your actions be driven by personal conviction. Dear friends, you would have realized that when told to do something which you think is a punishment or about which you are not convinced personally, you begin to compare and ask why others are not doing the same, or were not chosen in your place. This is because you want them to feel the weight of your supposed punishment. You want that supposed punishment to be felt generally by all, not only you. I give some examples. Tell a child or some students to help clean the drainage or empty the waste bin. The question they ask is, why me or why us? Why not the other or the others? This is because they feel being called to do that particular act is some kind of punishment. So why punish them? They are not convinced about doing it as a good act in itself. They see it as a burden. So why should it be they to carry that burden and not others? The same is true of our Christian lives. If you see what you do or are told to do as a burden, you do it grudgingly and begin to monitor others who fail to do the same. Then you ask and worry why they do not do it or why they are not punished. You make yourself a heavenly policeman. That should not be your worry, whether others do it or not. Do your part happily. Forget about others who do not, and do not grumble as though someone forced you or you are carrying a heavy burden. We find an example of this in the elder son between the two sons in the parable of the prodigal son, Luke chapter 15, verses 11 to 32. From his complaint to his father, we realize that he had been seeing all the good he had been doing as a burden or a punishment. He was not convinced. He was not doing it for good's sake or because it was good for him. He did not do it willingly or joyfully. He acted as though he was compelled to. And so he told his father, "So after all the good I have done, you have not even as much as given me a kid to celebrate with my friends. But this other fellow of yours, this son, who has squandered all your wealth, when he comes back, you welcome him joyfully and even throw a lavish party for him." So we see, all the good he had been doing, he saw it as a burden. He was just doing it for doing sake. He was not convinced and wanted to be paid for it. And the other son, who had not done good, he wanted him to be punished. In today's readings, Jesus invites us to do things from a certain conscious and willing heart, not as though we are forced or compelled or see them as heavy burdens. You should be convinced to action and not forced to submission. We find this attitude from the disciples of John in today's gospel. "Why is it that we fast? The Pharisees also fast, but your disciples do not." Matthew chapter 9 verse 14. This is the question they asked Jesus. Now, was it their duty to fast or to look at others not fasting? Were they forced to fast? Perhaps they were seeing their fasting as a burden and wondered why only they carried that burden, why Jesus' disciples were going on enjoying themselves with food and drink. Beloved, we are in Lent and we are into Lenten observances. If your Christianity, if your fast is not a personal conscious act driven by conviction, then you will see it as a burden and you will spend your time going around policing others, investigating them, thereby destroying your own good actions. In the first reading, the prophet Isaiah says, "Our fast must be a willing act. Do not fast for the mere fact of keeping rules. Fast for yourself, not for people to see you. Do not worry about others, whether they fast or not. The concern and the worry should be you. You did not agree to fast with others. You are not in some kind of competition to see who emerges winner. Neither did others force you to fast. Neither do you live your lives for them. So why worry whether they fast or not? Worry about yourself. See the act that you do as a good act for yourself. Be convinced about it and do it, whether others do it or not." This is where the disciples of John made the mistake. They were not convinced about their fasting, and that is why they went policing the disciples of Jesus why they were not also involved in the fast. In today's Psalm, Psalm 50, we meet a sinner, King David, who cries to God for mercy. He is conscious and aware of his guilt. No one forced him. His plea for mercy flows from his heart, driven by a self-consciousness of guilt. So, dear friends, if we miss out on this aspect of self-consciousness and willingness and focus on ourselves, not others, we will see our Christianity and other pious acts as burdens or punishment. Then we miss all the graces we can acquire from them. Such a fast that is driven by such willingness and such conscious action is the type that generates fruits. The prophet in the first reading says, "Such one who fasts in that way will not move about judging others and worrying about those who do not." If you are called to live your vows happily and joyfully and forget about others whether they live the vows or not. That should not be your concern. If you are called to be a Christian, live your Christian life and live it fully and happily and not worry about others as if someone punished you to live the life of a Christian. And others who do not live the life, you feel perhaps, in quotes, they are enjoying while you are under some weight or punishment of keeping rules. No one forced you. Such a fast, the prophet continues, does not exploit workers of their wages. If you fast with a conviction, if you fast because you are convinced that it is good for you, you will not exploit workers of their wages. Such a fast gives justice to those for whom it is due. Such a fast loves the enemy. Such a fast forgives those who hurt us. But if you fast because you feel you are keeping a rule, feel perhaps you have been punished and just have to carry out your punishment, you will fast yet hate your enemy. You will fast yet not be able to forgive those who hurt you. You will fast yet you will exploit workers of their wages. Beloved, till we reach this level where we are convinced of our actions, our fast cannot move God. But because we see our fasts as burdens or some rules to be kept, that is why our fasting never moves God. You should freely and consciously fast, and the fruits will be clearly seen. Christianity does not impose or force people to submission. If not convinced, don't act. Rather than act as though you are carrying a heavy burden or you have been given some punishment. And if consciously you are convinced, let your fasting transform you and the world around you. Amen. The Lord be with you. May the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, and the Son and the Holy Spirit come on you and remain with you forever. Amen.